It's April 26th, 1717. Eastham, Massachusetts. A violent storm rolls across Cape Cod. Mr. Samuel Harding, a local farmer, is woken in the middle of the night. The howling wind and rain rattles the windows. At first, he thinks it's just the endless thunder that has disturbed his sleep. Through the squall, he hears what sounds like a wounded animal far off in the distance. A cry of pain. Is his mind playing tricks on him? He sits up in the darkness, straining his ears. It may just be the cold, but a shiver runs down his spine. A flash of lightning briefly illuminates the room. Silence, except for the creaking wooden beams overhead. The sound of the small house straining against the storm. Then he hears it, a banging, clear as day. Someone is at the door. Steeling himself, he pulls on his coat, picks up a candle, and descends the narrow staircase. Outside, in the downpour, a figure looms in the darkness. Cupping his hand around the small flame, he slowly holds up the light to reveal a deathly apparition. A man, his face pale and body swaying, more dead than alive. The figure stumbles forward into the cottage, collapsing to the floor in front of the fire, a puddle of rain and seawater pooling around him. Barely audible, he manages to tell his tale. His name is Thomas Davis, a sailor and a survivor from the Widder Galley, this very evening wrecked upon the Cape. He says he is just a poor carpenter forced to join the pirate crew of Samuel Bellamy 4 months prior. Somehow, he has escaped the ravages of the storm and the sea, but only just. Surviving the Widder's impact on the reef, the crashing waves threw him onto the rocks. For months, he has held out against the pirates and long dreamt of escape. He wasn't going to slip away now without a fight. He clawed his way over jagged boulders before hauling himself up a 40-foot vertical wall of packed sand and stone. He trudged, half-drowned, near exhaustion, through the flooded fields of Eastham. Seeing the farm's night lights burning through the darkness and the rain, he had arrived here, finally, to shelter, safe from the storm. Safe from bloody pirates. But poor Thomas Davis's troubles are far from over. For the impoverished people of Cape Cod, including farmers like Mr. Harding, a shipwreck is a godsend. A pirate ship is a gift beyond compare. The great wealth of the Widder, the treasure of the famous pirate Samuel Bellamy, now lies just 2 miles away, scattered along the shore. Harding leaps into action. He forces the exhausted carpenter up off the floor. Throwing Davis onto the back of a horse, he makes him retrace his steps back to the site of the wreck. Soon, word will spread. Hundreds of Eastham wreckers will descend like vultures. For 2 days, they'll pick at the bones of the Widder and whatever remains of her crew.